This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. During fall migration season, birds traveling south through Wisconsin encounter hazards like windmills, cats, and windows. Volunteers at the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance count birds that have died in collisions with windows to raise awareness and to encourage lawmakers to endorse bird-safe glass. Anna Marie Yanni shadowed a volunteer last month.
Ann Mader wakes up before the sun. She laces on hiking boots so she can hike unstable ground. And then she drives over to the American Family Insurance headquarters in Madison. She calls in to let them know she's arrived.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from the Bird Collision Corp.
Mader is part of a team of volunteers at Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance who survey dead birds. They track the number and type of birds that have died at over a dozen sites in and around Madison. Today is the first day of a survey Mader will do for 6 weeks. At one turn, she passes three employees walking to the cafeteria. Mader spots a dead bird by their feet.
They just walked right by that one.
She takes pictures of the dead bird and the windows above it. She thinks she sees a smudge where it hit. Then she pulls out gloves and a plastic bag and gently picks up the bird.
Swainson's thrush, I think. I've had many of them.
This is Mader's ninth season surveying birds that have died here.
Yeah, I unfortunately see birds close up this way more than I do when they're alive.
Mader has been a self-proclaimed bird nerd since she was a kid. She and her husband went bird watching for their first date. Later, they had bluebird boxes in their backyard. And in 2020, when Mader retired, she signed up for the Collision Corps. Organizations around the nation have similar teams that track bird collisions. It's a big problem. By some estimates, building collisions are the second biggest killer of birds, behind cats.
Birds came before windows, so they haven't been able to evolve to deal with windows. They don't understand glass, so they crash into them a lot, and that's a big hazard for them.
That's Carolyn Byers. She's the Director of Education at Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance. She says migrating birds are particularly vulnerable. Many migrate at night using the stars, and they can be pulled into cities by bright lights.
They can become disoriented and they'll fly towards the bright lights rather than continuing on their path.
Hazards like these lights and windows are taking a toll. A study that analyzed data from nearly five decades found that North American bird populations have shrunk across the board by about 30% since 1970. Avian ecologist Anna Pigeon has seen this over time. She's been studying birds at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for decades.
I certainly have noticed fewer birds in the air.
She says over a third of America's migratory bird species are at risk. Climate change is impacting them too, with extreme weather events happening more often. But Pigeon says there are things Wisconsinites can do to help the migrating birds, such as bringing cats inside,
turning off unnecessary lights in all kinds of buildings, planting developments or in individual yards, planting native species.
Back at American Family Insurance, Mader has seen three dead migratory birds. She approaches a spot on site that she used to dread surveying, Skybridge 6. From 2020 to 2023, she found so many dead birds here.
This is where I used to cringe, coming around.
Because of the data Mader collected, in 2023, American Family Insurance put little dot stickers on the Skybridge's windows to deter the birds. Mader's team has only found one bird since. She put the same stickers up on her windows at home.
I refuse to have a bird hit at home if I'm doing this here.
A 2020 city ordinance says all new large buildings in Madison need to have bird-safe windows. A landscape architect at American Family Insurance says they are discussing replacing aging windows with ones that are better for birds. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.